सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. While I am talking about the first chapter introduction, I have pointed out that whole Brihadaranyaka Upanishad divided into three khandams. First two chapters come under Madhu Khandam. Third and fourth chapters come under Muni Khandam. Fifth and sixth chapters come under Khila Khandam. Just as Bhagavad Gita we divide into three shatkams, Prathama Shatkam, first sixth chapter Prathama Shatkam, middle sixth chapters Madhyama Shatkam, last three, six chapters Charama Shatkam. Like that, the entire Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, three khandams we are seeing. So we have completed the first chapter which occurs in Madhu Khandam. How many khandams are there? One more is there in Madhu Khandam. How many chapters are there in Madhu Khandam? One more we have to study. One we have completed, the second one we are entering in Madhu Khandam. And each khandam, the priority, the topic is what? First, Madhu Khandam is Shruti Pradhanam. Shruti, predominantly Shruti quotations will come there. It is Shruti Pradhanam, Madhu Khandam. Then Muni Khandam is Yukti Pradhanam. Logic is the primary in Muni Khandam. So therefore be ready for logic. Then Khila Khandam, it is a mixture of all varieties of topics. Khila means mixture of varieties of topics. Khila Khandam is Sadhana Pradhana Khandam. Khandam, write properly. Khandam kadaiyadu. First ka. Khandam. Mixture of so many topics. Khila Khandam. Second ka. Khila Khandam. So Sadhana Pradhanam. Now this Madhu Khandam, the first chapter begins with Adhyaropa. Superimposition. Adhyaropa means superimposition. Second chapter is going to deal with the apavada, negation. What job, Shastra? These are only two jobs. Superimposition, negation. Superimposition, negation. Exactly what we are seeing in Vedanta Sara. We have completed superimposition and we are entering into negation. Parallelly going, no? Wonderful. You can easily grasp Vedanta Sara students. That is another advantage. Okay. Now, this second chapter is connected with the first chapter in two different ways. The second chapter is connected with the previous first chapter in two different ways. How to know this? So this is what I am talking is an aside important note. These are all very, very the parampara ideas. how one should study Shastra. All people cannot understand Shastra even though they study books. To study Shastra, you should know how to study Shastra. To study Shastra, you should know how to study Shastra. What it means? One must study Shastra by knowing the method how to study Shastra. One should know the method of that study. What is the method to study Shastra? First know the method, then study Shastra. Without knowing the method, if I study Shastra, that Shastra is Purushartha Anupayogaha, they call it. It is not a Shastram, it is an information. That is what we are lacking in our country now. There are many preachers study Shastra here and there, and everybody start teaching Shastra. None of them know the method of teaching. Method of learning is not there, method of teaching is also not there. And that importance also they do not know. Even teachers, so-called teachers, Vedanta teachers also, they do not know the method of teaching. Because to know, to study Shastra itself is difficult. And to know the method of Shastra to study is much more difficult. You require a lot of energy. You require a lot of quality time for that. You require a prepared mind for that. A mindset is required for that. A separate mindset. எப்படி எல்லாத்துக்கும் ஒரு செட்டு செட்டாக இருக்கு இல்லையோ இப்போ அந்த செட்டு இந்த செட்டு ஸோ த மைண்ட் செட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் தட் மெத்தட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் வாட் சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் இன் அதர் கமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ் ஹவு டு நோ த மெத்தட்னு திஸ் கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி த்ரூ பரம்பரா Guru Shishya Parampara Dwara only it comes. You cannot find in any book. But how the commentators, Bhashyakaras, the commentators, they write. How they go about the Moola Grantha and how they translate it, how they comment upon it, what is the procedure, progressive method, topic by topic, they have to go and the sangati is very important. Sangati. Sangati is called sambandha. What is sambandha? That's why Shankaracharya begins the Brihadaranyaka with sambandha bhashyam. Elaborate sambandha bhashyam. That is called sangati. In Tamil also we ask, enna sangati? Enna sangati? He has to say what happened past 1 month before also, one has to give all the news. Enna sangati? Adhi madri, enna sambandham? Suppose a person has come to here, enna edho sambandham irukku. Otherwise, how the person will come here? Something, some relation is there, some sangati is there to talk. Just like that, no one will come to us, to meet us. There is some sangati. What's the matter? No? What's the matter? We ask. Similarly, when we are studying either Bhagavad Gita, first chapter when you are entering, you should know why this Bhagavad Gita first chapter begins. What is the connection? Connection to what? Connection to what? First chapter, you know, only we are starting Bhagavad Gita, suppose. How can I talk about connection? Shastra says you have to talk about the connection. There is a connection of this first chapter, otherwise first chapter will not take place. That chapter is nothing but a mixture of many topics. The topics division alone is called a chapter. There are many, many topics in each chapter. All topics put together chapter. So chapter we are studying, why this chapter begins? What is that Sangati before this? Bhagavad Gita first chapter ke Sangati previous connection, that is called connection. Logical connection. Logical connection. Connection is Karma Kanda. Veda Purva is the connection for this Moksha Shastra Bhagavad Gita. Some people say Bhagavad Gita is talking about Bhakti Yoga. Some people say Bhagavad Gita is talking about Karma Yoga. Some people say Bhagavad Gita is talking about Ashtanga Yoga. Some people talk about Bhagavad Gita, it is talking about Moksha Shastra. Now, which one is right? All are right, Swamini. All cannot be right. Only one is right. It is a Moksha Shastra. Bhakti is a topic. Ashtanga Yoga is a topic. Karma Yoga is a topic. All are stepping stones for Moksha. That's why very difficult, even simple Bhagavad Gita, people say simple. It is not simple. Bhagavad Gita is nothing but Upanishad Saram. Therefore, Karma Kanda is the connection. Once you finish Karma Kanda, you know what is karma. Then come to Jnana Yoga. That's why Lord Krishna begins his teaching, no? From that 11th shloka of 2nd chapter, Jnana Yoga, straight away, Sankhya Yoga. Similarly, Upanishad, when you start, first chapter of first Upanishad, any Upanishad for that matter, what is the connection, logical connection? Again, Karma Kanda is the connection. Because Upanishad is nothing but Vedanta. Bhagavad Gita is nothing but Vedanta. Similarly, Brahma Sutra also, first chapter, what is the connection, logical connection, Sangati, Sambandha, Karma Kanda. Adhato, Dharma Jignyasa, over, Veda Purva, all these, what prasthanam idi? Shruti prasthanam, smriti prasthanam, nyaya prasthanam, prasthanatrayam. If you want to get moksha, prasthanatrayam, you have to study. What prasthanam? Smriti prasthanam Bhagavad Gita, Shruti prasthanam Upanishad, Nyaya prasthanam Brahma Sutra. Prasthanatrayam one has to study. So Sangati Sambandha is very important. The topic connection is important. Similarly, chapter to chapter connection. First chapter ki second chapter ki connection. Second chapter ki third chapter ki connection. There is a connection. This is called consistency. One has to maintain the consistency. Similarly, topic to topic, even one chapter, one Brahmanam to another Brahmanam, there is a connection. That connection is called Sangati. That is called Sambandha. So the topic to topic, what is the connection? Logical connection. Organized, arranged manner of the presentation. If you know that, then only you know the Shastra. That person only knows the Shastra. Nobody knows the Shastra. They all know only information. They do not know the Shastra. Such a person, without knowing the connection topic, what is this topic here, how it is connected to that, and it is an extensive study. Extensive study. Inexhaustible study, you know. Very, 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 very profound. Highly profound. That's why they are all ingenious, you know. Why ingenious, you know? The method they study, they become ingenious. Ingenious. Otherwise, what will happen? Suppose I do not know the connection between topic to topic. Like people, they study Bhagavad Gita. I have completed the whole Bhagavad Gita. Oh, what he has completed or she has completed, na? 1956 la, 14th chapter I heard from one person. 1965 la, 6th chapter I heard from another person, some another place. And 1970 la, another chapter from another person. No connection at all. And he maintained notes also, that person, when, which date, everything, ellam irukku. And by that time, 18 chapters over. How? Like a piled bricks. You know? Piled bricks. And the lorry, you know, wala, they bring and just pour the bricks. You know? Piled bricks, you know? Not arranged bricks. Heap of bricks, if you just dump, can those bricks become a house? Can you use that bricks to stay anywhere? No. You cannot call it as a house. So, to make it a house, what is required? Systematic arrangement is required. A planned arrangement, not ordinary arrangement. A planned arrangement. And cement also in between. Cement also is required. Then only it is called as a house. Then you can stay. It is beneficial. Similarly, Shastra also, if I have just information, no connection at all, tattvam, tvam padartha vichara, tat padartha vichara, asi padartha vichara, where it is going on, what is the connection, you do not know. Listening like this Bhagavad Gita, I have completed, what Upanishad also completed. That's why many people used to say, Chinmay Ananda, I have gone through all Upanishads. Chinmay Ananda used to ask, how many Upanishads gone through you? I have gone through all Upanishads, you are telling. How many Upanishads are gone through you? They are all having information. These are the people, many, many people are there in the country. After listening little bit, they say, Aham Brahmasmi. Enakku therinju pochu enna. Pochu. Unfortunately, many people won't come to Shastra, first of all. Fortunately, tappi thavari yaradu vandi padicha kuda konjam padichittu ella purinju pochu enakku na. Overconfidence. Overconfidence. What do you know? What you have studied systematically? Have you studied systematically? That's why I never claim that I have completed my study. More dangerous, no? Just ideas are like jumbled ideas. Ideas are there, wonderful, but all are jumbled, no? Island, like island, no? There one island, this is one island, another island. All topics are jumbled here. No connection. That person will never get benefit from Shastra. Therefore, we should know the Sangati. Vishayo Vishayascheiva. Purvapakshat Tadottaram. That Brahma Sutra, no, Shankaracharya says, how the Sangati should be. No? That is very important. Sangati is very important. Sambandha is very important. Therefore, see the first chapter, Adhyaropa. Next chapter, what it should come in? Apavada only should come. The connection. Superimposition has dealt in the first chapter. Second chapter must be Apavada. Negation. The systematically Shastra goes. And Vidya Sutram, Avidya Sutram, all both are introduced in the first chapter. Avidya Sutram elaborated. What left out, Vidya Sutram has to be elaborated. Now you see what is the subject matter of second chapter, we can know. Apavada and Vidya Sutram.
புரிஞ்சு போச்சு இல்லையோ விஷயம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் புரிஞ்சா செகண்ட் சாப்டர் புரியும் இல்லையோ. அட் த கனெக்ஷன், நெவர் டேக் இட் ஆஸ் கிராண்டட். ஓகே, இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் இஸ் நாட் த க்வெஸ்சன், யூ ஹாவ் டு சீ வாட் இஸ் வாட் சாஸ்திரான த டாபிக் கனெக்ஷன். ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் ஐசோலேட்டட் அன்கனெக்டட் ஐடியாஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் வில் நாட் கிவ் எனி பிக்சர். That person will not get any benefit from Shastra. Therefore, each topic to topic, no, it has to strung together, no, it has to be connected. No. See how beautifully we connect Bhagavad Gita. Tvampada vichara, tatpada vichara, asipada vichara. How beautiful. No? Now you ask other people, those who have studied Bhagavad Gita, what is tvampada vichara, tatpada vichara, asipada vichara? Adella theriyadu. They know what is patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya samarpate. இதுதான் தெரியும் உங்களுக்கு. அகம் வைஸ்வானரோ பூத்வா பிராணினாம் தேகம் ஆசிரித. இதுதான் தெரியும். மகா வாக்கியம் தெரியாது. எங்க மகா வாக்கியம் வருது தெரியாது. ஏன் மகா வாக்கியம் வருது தெரியாது. ஹோல் பகவத்கீதா இஸ் ஒன் மகா வாக்கிய தத்துவம் அசீன். நவ் யூ ஷுட் நோ ஹவு மச் how much we are involving in the study. Adi theriyanum, the what you are studying, what other people are studying also, you should know the difference. Adi theriyanum. So the way, the method, how we are studying, the paddhati, the its benefits, its significance also I should know. Then only I know the importance of this method. ஏ வீட்டுக்கே ஓ வீட்டுக்கேன்னா டீக்கே இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். ஓகே, ஸோ ஜம்பிள் டாபிக்ஸ் ஐடியாஸ் என்னாலும் ஓன்ட் ஹெல்ப். தட் இஸ் வாட் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஸோ அரேஞ்ச் டாபிக்ஸ் அண்ட் லாஜிக்கல் கனெக்ஷன் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். நவ் திஸ் சாப்டர் இஸ் கால்ட் ஹியர் சங்கதி கேன் பி இன் சாஸ்திர த டாபிக் இஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் அதிகரணம். Topic is called as adhikaranam. Adhikaranam, between adhikaranam and adhikaranam, what is the connection? The topic between two topics, what is the connection? See, Brahma Sutra lo 192 topics are there. 192 topics, 555 sutras. Hama? After 2-3 chapters, we are going to enter into Brahma Sutra. That's why I am now itself I am preparing you. I have to get some few students, you know, Brahma Sutra. Suddenly, Brahma Sutra start pannan, yaar irukkamata, naan da ukaranu. Adhanal, ippudinde konja konja prepare pannin irukken. Paakran, ethana per nikka poraan. Ama, adhu nyaya prasthanam adhu. Now we are seeing the Shruti prasthanam. Unless we prepare our mind, very difficult that is. Okay, now the sangati means a connection of topic with the previous topic. Okay, now the first chapter with sambandha bhashyam we saw it similarly. Shloka to shloka also we should see the connection. Varunga, chapter to chapter connection, topic to topic connection, and oru shloka ki innoru shlokam the connection. அதுக்கு தான் பகவான் கிருஷ்ணா வென் ஹீஸ் கோயிங் டு நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா ஆச்சாரியா ரைட்ஸ் சங்கர ஆச்சாரியா வை லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா வாட் இஸ் த கனெக்ஷன் பிட்வீன் தட் ஸ்லோகா அண்ட் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா ஆச்சாரியா மென்ஷன் தேர் சங்கராச்சாரியா ஏன் இந்த ஸ்லோகம் பிகாஸ் அங்கே அப்படி சொன்னார் அதனால இப்படி சொல்ல போகிறார் அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவார். இதெல்லாம் நோட்டிஃபை பண்ணணும் நம்ம. அந்த கமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ்க்கு ஜாப் இதுதான். கமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ் தே டூ தட். நவ் திஸ் அத்தியாரோப ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர் விச் இஸ் நேச்சுரலி ரிக்வயர்ட் அபவாத. ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் செகண்ட் சாப்டர் டிஸ்கஷன் இஸ் அபவாத டிஸ்கஷன் ஆர் நெகேஷன் ஆஸ் எ ஒன் டாபிக். தென் திஸ் நெகேஷன் ஆஃப் வாட் negation of what that temporary acceptance of the creation, the temporary acceptance of creation is going to be negated in the coming chapter. What is that going to be negated? Na adhyaropasya, that is adhyaropam, adhyaropasya mithya bhutasya, this world, whole world we are going to negate. Adhyaropasya, what type of adhyaropa? Mithya bhutasya, mithya, it is unreal. Then adhyastasya, superimposed, adhyastasya, then anatma bhutasya, it is not atma, the whole creation is anatma. Anatma bhutasya, anatma bhuta prapanchasya, anatma bhuta prapanchasya nishedhaha apavadaha. This is the definition of apavada. Apavada means negation. What do you mean by negation? Negation means nishedha. Nishedha of what? Nishedha of adhyaropasya, mithya bhutasya, anatma bhuta prapanchasya, adhyastasya, nishedhaha apavadaha. Shastra says. Sir, this is the first topic. Apavadaha ityuchyate. This is one topic where in second chapter, I'm giving introduction to second chapter. Okay, I'm giving introduction to second chapter. What is the second topic in the second chapter of Uchikanda? Madhukanda. Of which Upanishad? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Okay? Second topic which was discussed in first chapter, that is Vidya Avidya Sutra Dvayam. Both of them were discussed in the first chapter. So Vidya Sutram being Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. So, Vidya Sutram, what is the content of Vidya Sutram? Vidya Sutram content is nothing but Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Atma Ityeva Upasita is the mantra. Vidya Sutram mantra begins with what? Atma Ityeva Upasita. 1-4-10. 1-4-7. Then, Avidya Sutram says what? Avidya Sutram, Jivatma Paramatma Bheda. Jivatma Paramatma Bheda. Bheda Vakyam, which was given in mantra 1-4-10. In the same section it comes, Anyosau Anyoha Masmiti Yaha Upaste Nasa Vedana. Yaha Paramatma Anyaha Aham Anyaha Iti Yaha Upaste Saha Na Veda. He do not know. Yavan Ishwaranai Veraha Parkinrano Avanaku Vishyam Teriyadu Anartha. So therefore that is called Avidya Sutram. So Vidya Sutram is Abheda Vishayaha. Avidya Sutram is Bheda Vishayaha. So Bheda Vishaya elaborately explained. Now Abheda Vishaya we have to see, that is Vidya Sutram. Upanishad explained Avidya Sutram in the first chapter itself, 5th and 6th Brahmanams. 5th and 6th Brahmanams, Avidya Sutram over. In this second chapter, it comments upon Vidya Sutram. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam Apavada plus Vidya Sutra Vivaranam Cha is the whole essence of second chapter. Apavada Vidya Sutra Vivaranam is the essence of second chapter. And this second chapter is also like first chapter, consists of 6 Brahmanams. 6 Brahmanams. Brahmanam means what? Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra, Jolla, Kudad. Brahmana means section. Section. Six sections are there. Six Brahmanams. First three sections or three Brahmanams deal with apavada, negation of this entire universe. Negation. First three Brahmanams, 1, 2, 3 Brahmanams negate that superimposition, adhyaropana. Then fourth Brahmanam comments upon Vidya Sutram. Fourth Brahmanam comments upon Vidya Sutram. Fifth Brahmanam deals with Sarva Atma Bhava. Sarvatma Bhava, it is the extinction of Vidya Sutram. Sarvatma Bhava comes in fifth Brahmanam. Vidya Sutram mainly occurs in fourth Brahmanam. Even though it is called Sarvatma Bhava, it is the extinction of Vidya Sutram only. Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. Sarvatma Bhava is the topic in the fifth Brahmanam. In which Atma is not, Anatma is not separate from Atma. First Upanishad introduced, Anatma is not separate from Atma. Then Upanishad says, there is no Anatma. First Upanishad says, Anatma is there, Atma is there. Then slowly, if you understand little bit, Upanishad says, hey, where is Anatma? There is part, karyam, product. There is clay, karanam, cause. Can you understand? You know now? It's clear. Appa, very clear, Swami. You know? Very clear, no? There is no part at all. There is no part at all. Like that, Atma, Anatma, explain panni, panni, panni. Anatma is superimposition, whole adhyaropa. Then the world alone, and the L you take out, word. World is a word. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam mrittika ityeva satyam. Enga paatham? Chandogya Upanishad. Adi maraka kodadu. Paat ni chonnale Chandogya Upanishad varanu manasu kodadu. Mrittika ityeva satyam. Ni buddhalaka swetaketu na. Appa solrar, Shvetaketu, there is no part at all, there is only clay. If you say there is a part, you have some clay in the mind. Similarly, superimposition, anatma, anatma, chulli, appa anatma ve illa irukkirad atma adhan. Adha sarvatma bhava. Idha kada solrar nenukka adungo. Idha sarvatma bhava eppadi varu? Why we have to establish sarvatma bhavana? Anatma irukken nenchukongale. Suppose anatma or pakkam irindu pogatam swamini irukitaana. Hey, anatma irunda it threatens you, exploits you, always bhayam bhayam bhayama irukum. Ena dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Adinala we have to knock off, no? Total knock off, knock off pannanum fulla. Sir, the sixth Brahmanam is the glory of Guru Sishya Parampara topic. And fifth also little bit combined. Fifth and sixth also combined. Guru Sishya Parampara and whole Rishi Parampara lineage we have to remember. For what na, you can do even japa. Shastra says you can remember the rishis. All of them are jnanis. Haru guru, sishya, guru, sishya, sishya. Like that it is coming. Remember all of them. So that it is become a japa for you. Stutyartham. Jnana stutyartham, guru sishya. Vidya stutyartham, japartham. You can study that brahmanam also. Remembering whole acharya parampara. Sadashiva samarambham shankaracharya madhyamam. Asmadacharya Paryantam Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam శక్తించ తత్పుత్ర పరాశరంచ వ్యాసం శుకం గౌడ పదం మహాంతం గోవింద యోగీంద్ర మథాస్య శిష్యం. సో మెనీ ఆచార్యాస్ ఆర్ దేర్, ఆల్ ఆర్ ఇంజీనియస్, ఓకే, నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ ఇంజీనియస్ స్కాలర్స్, నాట్ ఓన్లీ స్కాలర్స్, జ్ఞానీస్, జ్ఞానీ శ్రోత్రియాస్ అండ్ బ్రహ్మనిష్టాస్, ఆల్ బ్రహ్మనిష్టాస్ రిషీస్. Now let us enter into second chapter, first brahmana, first mantra. Drupta bala kirham, anuchano gargya asam, sahovacham అజాత శత్రుం కాశ్యం బ్రహ్మతే బ్రవాణీతి సహోవాచ అజాత శత్రుః సహస్రమేతస్యాం వాచి దద్మః. జనకో జనకైతి వై జనా ధావంతీతి. శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ ఎలాబరేట్ కమెంటరీ వై దిస్ ఆఖ్యాయిక, ఏ స్టోరీ ఈస్ కమింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ ఏ డైలాగ్ ఫామ్, గురు అండ్ శిష్య డైలాగ్ ఫామ్ సంభాషణ. The importance of this akhyayika means a story that happened long, long ago, so long ago. And the ha indicates it happened, it has happened long before. A dialogue between Guru and Shishya. Guru and Shishya dialogue is always very, very useful dialogue to communicate the next generation of those learners who are all learning. For them it is easy to communicate in the method of story, in the method of dialogue. That's why you see Bhagavad Gita is a dialogue, Upanishad is also a dialogue. Here comes person one, guru one, shishya. So this is very, very important, that shows everyone should go to the indirectly Upanishad is indicating. Indirectly Upanishad is indicating. That's why Arjuna, that I am surrendering to you, hey Krishna. Yatu shreyaha tatu bruhina. శిష్యస్తేహం షాధి మాం త్వాం ప్రపన్నమన. డోంట్ రైజ్ యువర్ కాలర్, ఐఎమ్ ఏ సెల్ఫ్. టీచర్ ఇది చొల్లం పోతే పిడి పురించుకరదిలే, ఎన్న కష్టం. అదనే నెవర్ క్లెయిమ్. దట్స్ వై లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆల్సో వెంట్ టు సాందీపని, రామ వెంట్ టు వశిష్ఠ. భగవాన్ ఇలా అవతార పురుషనే, ఎవరికి ఎదుకు గురు చొల్లుగో. Bhagavan Krishna, why he has to go to Sandipani? That's why they are models. One should go to the teacher, one should go study. Acharyat prapta vidya sadhishtam bhavati. The vidya that which you receive from the teacher only will be beneficial, meaningful, purposeful. Without guru, however much you study, it will not bless. These are the proofs. Krishna is the proof, Rama is the proof, and each Upanishad, every dialogue is the proof. Even Kathopanishad, Yamadharmaraja says, tad vijnanartham, Mundakopanishad also, Kaivalyopanishad also, every Upanishad you see. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva bhigachet, సమిత్పాణి శ్రోత్రియం బ్రహ్మనిష్టం అన్నారు. హోల్డ్ ద డ్రై ట్విగ్స్ ఇన్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్, గో టు యువర్ టీచర్, షో హిమ్, సీ మై intellect is ready to catch the fire of knowledge. Please teach me. Please teach me. If you are really qualified, okay, if you have qualification, sadhana chatushte sampatti, guru oru naalone mudichiduvaru. No problem. Suppose you are not qualified much in 1 week. Not qualified much more in 1 year. Na chumma channa, one day and chalele. Chumma example ki cholre. Swami, naaku one day lone vandidu gnana anna. Idhula kada. 15 years lo padichi mudicha channa, you are the best student in artham. Ama, 15 years systematic oru guru kitta padichi, yes, what my guru said is fact. It is true, it is conviction, my conviction. That means you are the best student. Paravale, you are 5 years extra pottukonga tutorials. Paravale. For 20 years. 25 also okay. Silver jubilee. Adhikku mele pola 30 years. Nothing wrong. Lifelong, even if you struggle, also worth to struggle. What is wrong in that? Why I have to feel shy? This is Brahma Vidya. Before leaving this body, one day or other, I can say, Aham Brahma Asmi. All of that. இதுலேயும் இருக்கு, 30 வருஷமா படிச்சுட்டே இருக்கு, 25 வருஷமா படிச்சுட்டே இருக்க, வெக்கப்பட வேண்டிய அவசியமே இல்லைன்னு பெருமைப்படணும். படிச்சுட்டே இருக்கு, இன்னும் படிக்கிறேன்னு போனஸ். ஞானம் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் படிச்ச போனஸ், ஞானம் வர்றதுக்காக படிச்ச இன்னும் நல்லது. அதுக்கு என்ன தப்புல என்ன? யூ ஆர் ஆல் யங் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், யங்கெஸ்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். ஓகே, ஏஜ் இஸ் நோ பார். ஓகே, that's why guru is very very important. Now the guru is going to come here. This is called ajata shatru brahmanam. The brahmanam peru ajata shatru brahmanam. Kshatriya raja is going to be the guru. A brahmana dripta balaki is the shishya. But fun is enna inge, in the Dripta Balaki comes as a teacher. Now unakku teach pandrenu solluva and raja kitta vande, hey raja, ajata shatru, I will teach you about Brahman. That's what mantra begins here. Let us see into the mantra. Dripta Balakirha. There is a boy, young, or 20 years 25 years, no, recently he has finished that Gurukula Vasa, and Gurukulalo Vedanta and Sango Pangama Padichi. He has come and he approached a Raja, Ajata Shatru, who Dripta Balaki. What type of Dripta Balaki? It is a name. Balaki is a name. Balakasya Balakehe Putraha Balakin. He is the son of Balakina. Therefore, he is called as Balakina. Anuchanaha means well-learned, knowledgeable. Anu plus Uchanaha, Anuchanaha. Anu plus Uchanaha. His another name is Gargyaha. Gargyaha Asa. Gargya was there. Garga Gotra Sambandhi Gargyaha. Belongs to Garga Gotra. Therefore, he is called as Gargyaha. Gargi Vere. Okay. Gargi is a woman. Vidushi Mani. Here, Gargyaha is a Pumlingam. Male. Gargi is Trilingam. Woman. Here Gargyaha, well-learned scholar, Anuchanaha. Anuchanaha is one who has received the Shastra Jnanam and who has the capacity to communicate. All people cannot be called as Anuchanaha. Anuchanaha is one, is a title given to a person, well-learned, knows the whole Shastra, and at the same time, he is able to communicate. methodically. He is called Anuchanaha. So Gargyaha is called Anuchanaha. No? See how much intelligent he is. How bold enough he comes to Saha Uvacha Ajatashatrum. He said to Ajatashatru, the Raja, the king of Kashyam, Kashi Raja. Dharmaputra niku kuda Ajatashatru ani peru. Not that Dharmaputra we are talking. Pandava Dharmaputra, no. This Raja is Kashi Raja. Ajatashatrum. What he said? Uvacha, what he said? Brahmate Brahvaniti. I will teach you about Brahman. Brahma, about Brahman, Brahma Vidya, te to you, Brahvani, I will teach you, I will impart you that knowledge. Iti, thus, it is inverted commas. Brahmate, Brahvani, iti, it is inverted commas. Who said? Gargyaha. To whom? Ajatashatru. Why is called Drupta Balaki? Drupta na darpam came out of drupta. Na pride, vanity, arrogance. Well learned, but not studied properly. Without vinayam, no vinayam. That's why it's called Drupta Balaki, another title. Anujanaha madri, avanukku innoru title enna na Drupta Balaki enna. படிச்சு தலை ஏறிடுத்துன்னு சொல்லுவாங்களே, நல்லா படிச்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் தலை கேக்கிந்தன்ட்டார் தெலுங்குல. தலை கேக்கிந்தன்னா மேலே வந்ததுன்னா வினயம் இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். ப்ராப்பர்லி நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். இஃப் எ பர்சன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ப்ராப்பர்லி, வினயம் பவுண்ட் டு கம். வினயம் பவுண்ட் டு கம். அதே வந்துடும் தானாது. வினயம் வரல படிச்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் என்ன அர்த்தம் தெரியுமோ? சரியா படிக்கலன்னு அர்த்தம். இப்போ நம்ம குழந்தைகள் எல்லாம் எப்படி படிக்கிறான்னா, சரியா படிக்கிறதே இல்லை. என்ன வினயமே இல்லையே. வினயம் வேணும், ஹியூமிலிட்டி, அடக்கம். இவனுக்கு அடக்கம் இல்லை, படிச்சுட்டான் ஆனாலும் அடக்கம் இல்லை. ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் ஹி வெண்ட் டு க்ஷத்ரிய ராஜா அண்ட் சேட், ஐ வில் டீச் யூ அபவுட் த பிரம்மன். அண்ட் வை இட் கால் திருப்தா? இட் ஷோஸ் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் மென்டல் ஸ்டேட்டஸ். எப்படின்னா, two types of mistakes he has done here. Dripta Balaki, looking at Kshatriya Raja as a Kshatriya, he is not a Brahmana. Because he is not a Brahmana. I am a Brahmana, Brahmin, okay. I belong to a Brahmin Varna. He is after all a Kshatriya. How can he be great than me? Adi varu tappidam. அப்படி அந்த எண்ணம் வரவே கூடாது. தேர் வர் மெனி ராஜாஸ், மெனி க்ஷத்ரியாஸ், ஊவர் ஜானிஸ், ராஜர்ஷயா. ஏ விதுஹு, கிருஷ்ண பரமாத்மா சேட் இன் பகவத்கீதா, ஏ விதுஹு ராஜர்ஷயா ஜானிஸ், ஜனக மகாராஜா, அஜாதசத்ரு, தேவர் ஆல் ஜானிஸ், பிரம்மர் ராஜர்ஷிஸ். பட் திஸ் திருப்த பாலாக்கி நோ அண்டர் எஸ்டிமேட்டட் தட் அஜாதசத்ரு. அது ஒரு தப்பிதம். ஓகே, ரெண்டாவது தப்பிதம் என்னென்னா, எனக்கு எல்லாமே தெரியும் அண்ட் ஒரு ஓவர் கான்ஃபிடென்ஸ். ஓவர் கான்ஃபிடென்ஸ், ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் யூ டூ நாட் நோ. ஃபைனல் தெரியுமா, வாட் இஸ் த ஜிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் மந்த்ரா, திஸ் பிராமணம் யூனோ? அப் டு 12 மந்த்ராஸ் ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு டீச் நாட் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா, டு தட் அஜாத சத்ரு ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு டீச் அபவுட் சகுணம் பிரம்மா. And Ajatashatru is going to tell him, I don't want this, I know this already. Sagunam Brahma, I know, I know, I know. He is gone telling to that Dripta Balaki. If you have anything else other than this Sagunam Brahma, you teach me that. By 12th mantra comes, no? This Dripta Balaki just bow, no? Bend his head. Exhausted his whole teaching, what is over. I don't want this because I know already, you know. Ajatasitra says. Then Drupta Balaki and the Drupta goes. And on the garvam poi, hey Raja, now you are my teacher. நான் கீழே உட்காருறேன், நீங்க மேல உட்காருங்க. யூ ஆர் த குரு டு மீ, ஐ ஆம் யுவர் சிஷ்யா. தட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு ரிவர்ஸ். தட் இஸ் த ஓ ஃபுல் அஜாத சத்ரு பிராமணன் கமிங். தட்ஸ் வை ஹி சேஸ் ஹியர் சஹோவாச்ச அஜாத சத்ரும் சத்ருஹு. Then when this Balaki, Dripta Balaki said like this, I am going to teach about Brahman, when he said, this Raja so happy. He is a Jnani actually. Ajatashatru is a Jnani, wise person. He who knows and knows, he knows. Dripta Balaki, he who knows not and knows not, he knows not. Clear? He who knows not, and knows not, he knows not. Even when they not teach pandran solra, evana tappidam paarunga. And the Raja, even though he's a Jnani, he says, okay, teach me, I am very happy. Not only that, I will give 1,000 cows to you. Solra Raja. But he says, see, sahovacha ajatashatruhu. Ajatashatru says, sahasramitasyam vachi dadmaha. In the vartake, நான் பிரம்மன் பத்தி உனக்கு நான் டீச் பண்றேன்னு சொல்லியே இந்த வார்த்தைக்கே நான் 1,000 கவுஸ் கொடுக்க போறேன். கொடுக்கறேன், கொடுக்க போறேன். ஐ எம் கிவிங் 1,000 கவுஸ் ஃபார் திஸ் சென்டென்ஸ். ஏ கார்கியா, சச் எ நைஸ் சென்டென்ஸ் யூ ஹவ் அட்டர்ட் நவ். பிரம்ம பத்தி நான் எனக்கு சொல்றேன்னு சொல்லியே எனக்கு ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா இருக்கப்பா, எடுத்துக்கோ 1,000 கவுஸ் என்ன. He says, Ajatasatru says, Janako Janaka iti vai janaha dhavanti iti. All people, panditas are going towards Janaka Maharaja, although he is the best listener. All of them want to teach Brahma Vidya to that Janaka only. And he alone is giving lot of dakshina. Everybody goes to him only. Nobody is coming to me. You have come to me. That's why I am very happy. Take 1,000 cows. See the Vinayan there. Adi paakanum. Very, very subtle. And the Raja ke gnana vandhadukapparam kuda innum edho therinjikkanumnu oru aashayoda irundhe andha vaartha sonna udane enakkaga oruthan vandhane oru pandita. Once pandit has come to me to say this, so I am very happy. And immediately dakshina granted. This is called Vinayam. I know already in Munnade Sholala. Once he knows, let me see. Let me give chance to him what he is going to talk. Other wise people always give margin to other person. And the margin, nama jagrataya use pannikano. Wise people, overconfidence here, on a Kshatriyan or underestimation, evvala garvam paathada. So, jnana varanumanna vinayam munnadi poyidha jnaname varanum. Vinayam munnadi irundhada jnaname varum. First vinayam, then jnana. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini. Vidya vinayam ani chollitar Bhagavan. So therefore, without Vinaya, Jnanam won't come. I don't know anything. Let me see what he says. So Janako, Janako, why? Janaka, people are all running there. At least you have come, one person have come for me. So I am very happy. Take 1,000 cows. This is the first mantra essence. He is called Ajata Shatruhu, Na Jataha Shatruhu Yasya Saha. The one for whom there is no one who is an enemy. The one for whom there is no one who is an enemy is called Ajatasatruhu. That means what? The one for whom there is no one as an enemy anna jnani anartham. Jnani kida, there are no enemies. Other people may think, Jnani is enemy for them. But Jnani ki yaar enemy e kadiyadu. That's why that Ajatashatru name itself shows that Raja is a Jnani. Otherwise, how is it possible? It's not possible. Therefore, Ajatashatruhu Kashi Raja. Next mantra, teaching begins. Drupta Balaki teaching begins here. Let us read mantra 2.
Sahovacha Gargyaham. Yaiva Savadityem. Yaiva Savadityem. Purusham. Etamevaham Brahmopasayiti. Sahovacham. Ajatashatruhu. Mamaitasmin. Sambadishtaham. Atishtaham. Sarvesham. Bhutana murdha rajetivam. Ahametad mupasaiti.
Ahametad mupasaiti.
Saya etameva mupaste. Atishtaha sarvesham bhutanam. Murdha raja bhavati.
Now this Drupta Balaki is so happy. Na 1,000 cows were just one statement ke 1,000 cows and na full teaching ki evlo varaporado. He is so happy. Na all brahmanas paavam those days, no, they have gurukulams, they need money. What to do? They go to a raja. After finishing immediately study, they go to a raja and they show their panditiyam, they get money. So he started teaching. What teaching? Hiranyagarbha upasana pannu ani solraru. Saguna Hiranyagarbha Samashti, you have to meditate upon that Surya Devata upon your Chakshu. The whole Tattva Bodha background, you see, individual level, Karanams, Adhyatmam level. All these Karanams at Jiva level, what are all 5 Jnana Indriyani, 5 Pancha Karma Indriyani, Pancha Prana Dayaha, Manasu, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara. Whole Sukshma Sriram called as Karanam. Shrotrendriyam, Chakshurindriyam, Granendriyam, Twagindriyam, Rasanendriyam, all these 5 Jnanendriyams. Vak, Pani, Pada, Payu, Upastha, 5 Karmendriyams. Pancha Pranas, Manasu, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar, all those 4 put together, 19 faculties, they have corresponding devatas. As Karanam, they are called Jiva. Corresponding devatas they have, each sense organ, that corresponding devatas all put together, Hiranyagarbha. Inna all blinking. Simple dhane. All devatas put together. Okay, Surya Devata, Srotrasya Digdevata, Tvacho Vayuhu, Chakshusha Suryaha, Rasanaya Varunaha, Granasya Ashvinau, Vak Agnihi, Pani Indraha, Pado Vishnuhu, Upastasya Mrityuhu, Payo Mrityuhu, Upastasya Prajapatihi, all devatas. All devatas put together Hiranyagarbha. That's a total Hiranyagarbha upasana you can do upon your individual sense organ. This upasana is the highest, best upasana. Ajatashatru is go on listening, listening, listening up to 12th mantra. He is go on talking, talking, talking non-stop. Papa Ajatashatru, enakku theriyum, enakku theriyum, enakku theriyum, vere edhavadhu sollunga, vere edhavadhu sollunga ani ketinde irpaar. Finally, do you know that Nirgunam Brahma, he asks. Then Drupta Balaki says, I don't know. I don't know. This is the essence of Ajatashatru Brahmanam that we'll see in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం.